Thank you for calling Craftsy Radio Membership. My name is Naomi. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Well, I don't have a zip code because I live in Canada. We have a postal code, but let me tell you the reason for my call first.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that it's illegal to continually send email messages to people after they have unsubscribed from your service and directly asked you not to?
I'm sure, yes, I'm probably sure that is correct.
I can assure you that is correct. The government of Canada
Are you asking me or you telling me, ma'am?
Oh, well, I'm asking you first, but now I'm telling
okay.
you it is so. So okay. when you send emails, they have an unsubscribe action attached to them, and that is because it is illegal. You have to have my permission to send this information to me. First of all, I purchased a class from you so long ago, I don't even know why I'm now on your mailing list. It was somewhere between 5 and 10 years ago, and I think it would go closer to 10. I never signed on, I never used it, and I never heard from you until COVID hit. Now I'm getting constant bombardment of messages from you. I have successfully unsubscribed. That is what your response to me is when I hit unsubscribe, that my unsubscribe has been successful. And yet, every time I hit unsubscribe, I get more messages from you. I have unsubscribed 4 times. I have directly emailed your company and told them that I've unsubscribed 4 times and that they're not to send me anything more. I have reported you to the Government of Canada. And yet, what is happening from this? I've gone from receiving 3 messages a week to 3 messages in 1 day. You're now emailing me every day and sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. It is illegal. It is unwanted. And if I get another message from you guys, I am not going to stop until I find someone who is going to charge your company.
Okay.
So you need right now to find my email and get it out of there, because I'm telling you, I am absolutely sick of this. It would be different if I couldn't find an unsubscribe button, but I have unsubscribed, and I have emailed you, and I have said enough is enough. You do not have my permission. You have to stop now.
All right, and I have your email address.
SocialDancing@TELUS.net.
SocialDancing@TELUS,
T-E-L-U-S, dot net.
Okay, one moment. All right, I went ahead and removed your email from any solicitation, and it's going to the email address of socialdancing@telus.net. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to say
yes, ma'am.
I understand your company is trying to stay open in tough times, but you are breaking the law. It's not you personally,
mm-hmm.
but you need to get somebody to contact your marketing team and know that they are breaking the law. If you keep doing this, it's not going to help you.
Okay.
And although you have now removed me, I will be following up with the Government of Canada's anti-spam department and letting them know what it took me to be able to get through to get this dealt with. Because
okay.
it should not go this way. Your unsubscribe needs to be fixed, because I'm telling you, every time I unsubscribe, I got more messages from you. And that's what fraud companies do. That's what scammers do when they increase their marketing to you when you hit unsubscribe. That is a fraud tactic. So you really need to make sure, if that is an accident on the part of your company, it needs to be fixed.
All right, I will let management know about this, and I did send an email confirmation letter to you.
Thank you. I don't expect to get anything else from you.
No, I just sent you an email letter letting you know exactly what I've done.
Thank you so much.
Anything else I can assist you with?
No, I'm hoping I'm not ever going to hear from you again. So let's hope that you don't have to assist me with anything else.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. Enjoy the rest
of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.